Bear enthusiasts have said they fear the three orphaned cubs in Souk will slowly starve to death if they are not trapped and rehabilitated soon. The black bear triplets, estimated to be 10 months old and described as healthy by wildlife experts, have been on the lam for over 3 weeks after they were left orphaned on November 14, when their mother was hit by a vehicle and killed. The Conservation Officer Service, CUS, has been liaising with provincial wildlife biologists from the Ministry of Water, Lands and Resource Stewardship, WLRS, and the North Island Wildlife Recovery Center to facilitate the safe capture and transfer of the cubs. In an update on December 3, a CUS spokesperson said they are continuing to monitor sightings of the cubs made by Souk locals to the Report All Poachers and Polluters, RAP, hotline. Despite multiple sightings, the cubs have so far evaded capture. News of the cubs' plight has been shared across the province, with many raising concern time is running out for the trio. "I think they are just passing the buck, hoping the bears will die," said D. Kruger. "Just let Mother Nature takes its course." Bear behavior expert and bear viewing guide Ellie Lamb agrees the cubs' fate has been sealed if they are not rescued. She says it is unlikely the cubs will survive the winter alone. If they did, their body condition would not likely allow them to carry on past next year, even early next spring, said Lamb. But, according to WLRS, orphaned black bear cubs at their age and in good condition at this time of year can successfully forage on natural foods and den without the sow. If the capture and transfer of the cubs to a permitted rearing facility is deemed necessary by provincial wildlife biologists with the WLRS, the CUS will assist with these efforts, said a spokesperson in an emailed statement. While the WLRS did not give more information, research from the Wildlife Research Institute suggests that black bear cubs without mothers have demonstrated self-sufficiency at 5 months of age when food was sufficient. Souk resident and former district councillor Carrie Ray says efforts should have been made immediately to trap the bears when they took refuge up a tree in the days after the sow's death. "What upsets me is that conservation knew where these cubs were," she said. "Why didn't they get here right away and get those traps up? Those cubs would have been thirsty and hungry. I just don't feel that conservation has put in the effort." Both Ray and Lamb have said if the cubs do survive the winter, come next year they will be considered as yearlings, with intervention from CUS and WLRS. Unlikely, if they are unhealthy and in poor condition. "These cubs need to be captured, today if possible," said Ray. "No more sitting in the background waiting for nature to take its course. Because nature didn't take their mama, we did." CUS has asked the public to continue reporting sightings of the three cubs to the RAP hotline at 1-877-952-7277.